Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station, here to help you understand more about your health and how you can have better health overall, better energy, better vitality, just feeling great and fantastic. And today we're going to talk about daily energy to go from fatigue to fantastic. So stay tuned. We have a lot of good things coming your way. And want you to know that the best place to find your products, your supplements, vitamins, minerals, or anything else that is beneficial for your health is to go to your health food store. Do you know that when you buy online, like Amazon, they have no idea the quality of the product they're selling? They don't investigate the quality of any product. They don't do any lab analysis. They only look at what the language is that is used to sell the product. But they don't know what they're selling. And there's a lot of counterfeit products on the market that are not legitimate products, not sold by legitimate manufacturing companies or distribution companies that sell health products. There are products that are spiked, adulterated, and full of ingredients that are not approved for supplements. They actually found capsules in products that were not the same quality products that were originally sold. They're capitalizing on very expensive products to make more money. And many of these companies are coming out of Pakistan and China. So be careful of what you buy. Go to your health food store. They are there qualified. They have the information. They know who they buy from. Many of them have even visited the companies that they buy from, or they met them at shows, trade shows, workshops, or whatever it might be. They know the quality of the products they are selling. And in many, many cases, they themselves take the products that they sell for their own health. They're there for you. Amazon is there for Amazon to buy quality products from qualified manufacturers and distributors. And today, we're going to talk more about daily energy, but we're also going to help you understand why your dog has cancer and how to keep your dog cancer-free. We're going to talk about polyphenols. There's 8,000 polyphenols. What are they? And how do they prevent anxiety? And then, you know, cholesterol, what a myth. What a lie. It's the biggest medical lie in history, that high cholesterol is bad for us. And the cholesterol number that maybe you should be worried about or you should care about. And then overtreated. Yes, prostate cancer is overtreated in many, many cases. And then we're going to lift weights to sleep better. Good exercise programs. And we'll talk about the herb of the day. Sea buckthorn. Not vitamin C, but S-E-A, C. Sea buckthorn. It's a berry that grows in the Himalayas, in China, and around the world in that region. And then we'll talk about virus outbreaks. Viral infection, it's one of the biggest killers. Upper respiratory tract infection caused by a virus. The number one infection in the world. Think back to COVID-19, virus infection. So let's talk about fatigue to fantastic. Everyone needs essential nutrients. And that's what keeps your body running. Like fuel keeps your car running. Nutrients keeps our body running and slows down the aging process. Anti-aging, there really is a way to prevent aging. Now, you might get older, but you could actually stay younger. And there are some people that are young who act like they're old. There are age or gender-specific formulas that are really not necessary. You know, everyone needs a full range of vitamins and minerals. And when we lack a vitamin or a mineral, there are changes in our body. And some of those changes are negative. If we have zinc in our body, and we no longer have a zinc source in our food or in our dietary intake, in a couple of weeks, we'll be out of zinc in our body. And that'll cause a variety of conditions. Zinc is one of the most important minerals for our immune system, antiviral, antibacterial, antifungal. It strengthens the immune system. It has a lot of other functions as well. So we need a full range of vitamins and minerals. But when we have a deficiency, there are symptoms that indicates we have a deficiency. But nobody really cares. The doctor doesn't know anything about it because the doctor never studies vitamins and minerals. So he doesn't or she doesn't know that there are symptoms that will crop up in your body because you're lacking the vitamins and minerals or a number of them or even just one. And drug companies don't care. They need sick people to be healthy and happy. They can smile and laugh all the way to the bank. So these symptoms that are caused by a lack of a nutrient is then classified as a disease or a sickness. And then the only one allowed to treat a disease is a drug company that has a drug approved by the FDA to treat that symptom that only occurred because you do not have enough vitamins and minerals in your body. So to strengthen your body from toe to head, look for a natural formula free of toxic ingredients like BHT, artificial coloring, artificial flavors, and absolutely, I always say, no way to gummies. Why? Well, they frequently contain a lot of sugar. And even high fructose corn syrup, one of the most damaging sources of sugar. And artificial colors. Low on vitamins, and really, really low on minerals, especially iron. And they also are very, very low on the ingredients. Because when you have something that chews like a candy, they can't put in a full complementary of nutrients in one gummy. So let's talk about some key ingredients, like a drink mix powder, which makes it really easy to drink and consume, and especially for people who are struggling to swallow tablets and capsules, and even for the younger that can't swallow capsules and tablets yet. And we need some key ingredients in this drink mix powder that makes sense. Like vitamin B6, folate, and B12 in their bioactive form. You know, regular B6 and folic acid and B12 have to go through the liver to be converted into the biologically active form, and then they are converted into pyridoxal 5-phosphate, which is known then as P5P. And folate is methylfolate, it's not folic acid. Folic acid is synthetic and has a variety of negative effects on the body. B12 is methylcobalamin. These are the biologically active forms that go directly to work in your body. They do not have to go through the liver to be converted into the biologically active form. And chelated minerals, most commonly known as glycinate, chelates, glycinate, like magnesium, zinc, copper, manganese, chromium, molybdenum, and many amino acids, which are precursors to energy factors. And then also using the bioavailable forms of vitamin D and selenium. Vitamin D3, vitamin D2 is about half as effective as vitamin D3. And 99% of the time when a doctor prescribes vitamin D, it's going to be synthetic. It's going to be half the effect as vitamin D3. And then use a selenium that comes from yeast, a natural source of selenium. This will keep you healthy, give you a tremendous amount of energy, and help you to feel fantastic. Isn't that what you want? Don't you want to get up every day and just feel fantastic? Do the things you want to do. Have the energy. You know, some people just, they're tired and they never feel any energy whatsoever. How can you keep up your day? How can you keep up your occupation? How can you play with the grandkids? How can you travel? It's stressful to do those things. But keeping up with all your vitamins and minerals in a drink mix is a fantastic way to really feel the energy and the vitality that you really want on a daily basis. So now let's talk about your puppy. How to keep your puppy cancer-free. There are so many toxic environments that cause cancer in dogs. Dogs with high levels of exposure to household chemicals are more likely to get cancer. You know, they have spent billions and billions of dollars in a long, long decades of time looking for a cure to cancer. I've talked to some of the top cancer researchers in the world, and they say there is never going to be a cure for cancer. Because you and I cause our cancers by choosing a lifestyle that increases the risk of having cancer, by smoking, by drinking excessively, alcohol, by being overweight, obese, causes cancer. And there's a variety of conditions that we choose, like eating too much sugar. Sugar feeds cancer cells. So if you have cancer, I would highly recommend the ketogenic diet. We cause cancer. We make our own cancers. Now, there's some way we don't understand all that. But it's our lifestyle choices that cause our diseases. 98% of all of our diseases are caused by our lifestyle choices. Make better choices for better health. Now, getting back to our dogs experiencing the same condition, because we feed our dogs. Our dogs are in our environment all the time. They're our family member. And researchers have attached special chemical collecting paper to the collars of over 100 dogs to see what chemicals the dogs encounter over a typical 5-day period. And the results of this research, over half the dogs tested positive for exposure to over 40 different chemicals daily. And dogs with exposure to toxic flame retardants had a significantly increased risk of cancer, especially bladder cancer. These chemicals can be found in older vinyl flooring and old plastic toys for kids, but also for your dogs. So how do you reduce the risk of cancer in your dog? The big one, keep your dog away from chemically treated lawns. I spray nothing on my lawns, and I have the biggest patch of dandelions probably in the neighborhood. They're flowers, and they're also an herb. Why would I spray them? Why would I spray my lawn? Keep your dog away from chemically treated lawns, which is a big factor in increasing the risk of cancer. And clean your house with natural products like baking soda, vinegar, lemon juice, and water are safer than scented chemical cleaning products. And feed them a good diet, simple diet, not scraps off the table. No treats, no pup cups. And then you can offer them the same herb for cancer as humans are using today in many alternative choices. Curcumin. Curcumin is a natural anti-cancer supplement that is safe and effective for dogs. In cell studies, exposure to curcumin reduced canine bone cancer cell proliferation by up to 70%. Get that, 70% curcumin reduced canine bone cancer. And just like people, curcumin is not well absorbed in animals. And in dogs, combining curcumin with turmeric essential oil increased the absorption by 700% over plain curcumin. And for most dogs, 375 milligrams of curcumin combined with turmeric essential oil daily for a small dog, and for a larger dog, maybe a 750 milligram curcumin dosage also combined with turmeric essential oils. And here's a big bonus. Because of curcumin's anti-inflammatory effects, it is also a great option for relieving pain, like joint pain, hip dysplasia. Curcumin is what the Indians call the all-in-one solution. It treats 20 different diseases, not only for humans, but for dogs as well. So feed your dog curcumin. I had one lady ask me, she thought I was saying cayenne. Curcumin is a spice, but not a hot spice. Cayenne is a very hot spice, not good for dogs. Curcumin, C-U-R-C-U-M-I-N, curcumin, blended with turmeric essential oils to increase the absorption by 700%. Do you feel anxious? Do you sometimes get very nervous? Do you sometimes have insomnia because of anxiety? You can't shut off your mind? You're thinking of all the things you said or didn't say, or you should have done and not done correctly? Well, now they found that polyphenols prevent anxiety. What are polyphenols? They're very powerful nutrients, healing nutrients, keeping the body healthy. They're antioxidants, anti-inflammatory, and there's 8,000 of them. 200 are a subclass of polyphenols called bioflavonoids, anthocyanins, or anthocyanins. And they've done research with using these polyphenols that are found in many, many different foods, like curcumin. Curcumin is a polyphenol. Apples contain polyphenols. Green tea contains polyphenols. Grapeseed extract contains polyphenols. These are all very powerful anti-cancer, anti-pain, antioxidant, anti-inflammatory. Now, anxiety is on the list as well. 40 otherwise healthy adults with anxiety disorder. They were asked to fill out a food questionnaire on their normal diet. And then they were treated with either an antioxidant supplement with polyphenols from green tea and several other botanicals, or a placebo for 6 weeks. And the result of this test, at the start of the study, the participants with the worst anxiety symptoms also reported the lowest intake of polyphenol antioxidant-containing foods. They were not eating the right diet, a diet that had sufficient quantities of polyphenols. And as the study progressed, the participants getting additional polyphenols saw their anxiety symptoms steadily improving. While there was no significant change or improvement in the placebo group. Now, polyphenols are the next most important nutrient after daily multivitamins and minerals. All the vitamins and minerals have a way to connect to different pathways in the body for different metabolic functions. So we need all the vitamins and minerals daily. Now, we may go a week or two with some missing nutrient, but we can't go very long, otherwise we're going to have some very negative symptoms that are then classified as diseases, and then they can only use drugs to treat that. So who needs polyphenols? Everyone. You can't live a healthy life without polyphenols. And that's why they say we should eat our fruits and vegetables every day. And polyphenols are for everyone, especially those who don't eat a variety or several servings, up to 5 or 6 or even up to higher types of fruits and vegetables every day. Or they have a limited diet and don't intake enough polyphenols from the limited diet. And then polyphenols should be taken by everyone concerned about aging and all the symptoms of aging, like dementia, like short-term memory loss, cancer, because polyphenols are also cancer prevention. Or anyone facing nutrient intake challenges, for example, intestinal inflammation, or a leaky gut. Some of the most powerful polyphenols are found in plants that aren't typically found in your diet, or maybe only consumed in small amounts, not giving you enough polyphenols from this limited amount of food that you are taking in, like olive leaf extract. Olive leaves have a very high level of polyphenols. Grape seeds have a very high level of polyphenols. And curcumin. These three that I just mentioned are almost 95% all polyphenols. So it'd be wonderful to find a combination of the highest levels of polyphenols. And I would, if I was looking for a formulation, I know the level of polyphenols in certain foods. And I would want my combination of polyphenols to be coming from green tea, apple, olive leaf, curcumin, and grapeseed extract, maybe several times a day, at least once. The scientific experts believe we should be getting 1,000 milligrams of polyphenols from our diet. Some people don't even get any. And some maybe get 100 milligrams, 250 milligrams, but that's when you can take a supplement that contains polyphenols from green tea, apple, olive leaf, curcumin, and grapeseed extract to provide your body with a high level of polyphenols to prevent aging and cancer and many, many other diseases as well. So don't go away, friends. Stay right where you are. I've got a lot more coming up your way right here, but if you need to take a break for commercials and a little bit of a station identification, we'll be right back here on Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. And welcome back, my friends. We're back here with Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally, and we have we got maybe 25, 30 minutes left to the top of the hour, but we're going to bring you a lot more information to help you have better health. You know, there's nobody in the world that is responsible for our health, your health, my health. Doctors don't know anything about health. They treat disease. They wait till you're sick, and then they treat you. We need doctors that are preventing how to lower the risk of disease. And I'm not criticizing doctors. They have a tremendously critical role in being healthy, but they don't improve our health. They don't benefit our health. They may stop us from dying in critical situations. Drugs are necessary. They do provide benefits, but they do not make us healthy. Drug companies do not make us healthy. Drug companies don't want us to be healthy. See all the stuff on Wegovy and Ozempic? In the billions and billions of dollars on these two drugs. I can't believe it. And you want to lose weight? And now one of the symptoms of the side effects of Ozempic is blindness. Is it worth it? Oh, you may not become blind, but somebody will. Could it be you? Maybe. Could and maybe it could be somebody else. But the problem is there. There's side effects with drugs. You're rolling the dice. You're hoping it's somebody else that has a major side effect. And you will escape it. And you may. Drugs all have major side effects. And some side effects are even death. On the leaflet associated with the drug, says you could die from taking that drug. And they admit that you could die. I just can't believe I would want to take a risk of taking a drug that it could increase my risk of dying from taking the drug. I'll find an alternative way. I'll find a natural way. And that's why I'm trying to share all this with you, to provide you with some natural alternatives, some natural concepts that you can use to be healthier without associated side effects. There are no side effects to polyphenols. There are no side effects to green tea, apple, olive leaf, curcumin, grapeseed. These are all absolutely safe, even for younger people. These are the things we use to be healthy, reduce the risk of disease, prevent disease, not wait until we're sick and then a doctor treat us with a drug which could make us sicker or provide us with more side effects that we then need another drug to treat the side effect of the first drug. Does not make sense to me. What about cholesterol? What a myth. More people die from low cholesterol. More people have a heart attack from low cholesterol than high cholesterol. Have you ever thought about it? That we really got on the bandwagon of statin drugs to lower cholesterol in about 1970? And that's just about coincides with the increased risk of Alzheimer's disease. The brain is only 2% of the body weight, but uses 25% of the cholesterol to maintain a healthy brain function. Cholesterol It's a nutrient. It is so critical for our body's health that the body makes it and makes it on call for what we need in a healthy environment. And that same enzyme system that makes cholesterol also makes CoQ10, one of the most valuable nutrients for the heart. If we would just leave the body alone and go back to a natural diet, the traditional diet of years ago, you know, you didn't see obese people or fat people in the 1970s. And now you see 50% of America being obese. And it's going to get worse before it gets better. They said by the 2050, everybody in America will be obese. That's grossly overweight. But now there is a cholesterol number you should care about, and that is the good cholesterol, so to speak, called the HDL, high density lipoprotein. HDL is like a vacuum cleaner that picks up all the extra cholesterol and plaque for the liver to expel it from the body. And ideally, the HDL, the levels for a woman should be about 50 milligrams per deciliter of blood. For men, at least 40. And for every point, 1 milligram increased of HDL reduces heart disease, heart attacks, by up to 2 to 3%. In a study, researchers found that people with high levels of HDL, the cholesterol had 10% more of the brain tissue called gray matter associated with memory and learning than people with low HDL. You want a high HDL. Don't even worry about the LDL. The HDL is more important. And the most important way to look at HDL, because, you know, triglycerides, they also look for triglycerides, but it's associated with heart disease. And triglycerides are made from carbohydrates. The more sugar, the more carbohydrates that we eat, produces more triglycerides. I have found people with triglycerides as high as 700, way out of whack, very unhealthy. So the best way to tell if you're in range is take the triglycerides and divide the number of the triglycerides in your body by the HDL. So if you have, let's say you have 300 triglycerides and you have a HDL of 50, that's going to be a level that's out of whack. That's going to be 5. And our combination of triglycerides divided by the HDL should be 2 or less. So if you have triglycerides of 150 and your HDL is 50, you have a 3. Not the best, but really better than 5 or 6 or 7 or 8. You want it 2 or 3. 2 is better, but 3 is okay, not bad. Now, this reduced the amount of gray matter brain tissue is associated with cognitive decline. Our brain is not functioning like it should. We are not able to learn as easy. We don't remember as easily. We can't recall names as easy. And it increased the risk of Alzheimer's disease. So, 3 ways that I know, and I have proven this in my own observation of people that I have worked with, suggesting what to take for increasing their HDL levels and lowering their triglycerides. Well, triglycerides, we know they're made from carbohydrates. You know, all carbohydrates are sugar. You may not think it like that way. Bread, pasta, candies, cookies, cakes, pies, potatoes, all the starches. Because they eventually, in order to be metabolized in the body, have to be converted to sugar. So it isn't that when we talk about sugar, we're not talking just about the sugar that's in your sugar bowl. We're talking about molasses, honey, maple syrup, high fructose corn syrup, which is the worst sugar in the world. There's no good sugar. There's no need for any sugar. And all your carbohydrates should be reduced drastically. Wolfgang Lutz, a doctor in Germany, treated over 10,000 patients on a low carbohydrate diet that did not include carbohydrates beyond 72 grams per day. The average in America is 300 to 400, even up to 500 grams of carbohydrates daily. And Wolfgang Lutz, MD, medical doctor in Germany, had all of his patients over many years to reduce the carbohydrates to less than 72. Now, this is valuable to understand why we want to lower the carbohydrates, because eventually that will be sugar. It isn't just sugar. It's the carbohydrates. How much bread do we eat? How much pasta do we eat? How much potatoes do we eat? All the starches. All the carbs are sugar. Now, you want to get more sleep. If you want to increase your HDL levels, you want to get more sleep. In a clinical study, HDL levels were reduced by 6 points in women who slept less than 6 hours a night. The optimal amount of sleep for the proper level of HDL is 8 hours per night. 30 to 40% of cholesterol is synthesized at night. It's manufactured in the body at night. So we need a longer period of time to sleep. And we need to lose weight. Weight loss increases HDL by up to 4 to 6%, while weight gain decreases the HDL by 3 to 5%. So if you are a woman with HDL of 50, which is good, increasing the HDL by 6% is a 3-point increase, leading to almost a 10% reduction in heart disease risk. Now, there are two very important nutrients that can make a difference. One is called Indian gooseberry. It's a berry, but it looks like a small plum. When I've been over in India, I have picked them off the tree and ate a few of them. And they have 5 different flavors as you chew them. Sweet, sour, tart. They have 5 different flavors. And the Indian gooseberry's official name is Amla. A-M-L-A, Amla. In order to give you the best results with Amla, is 1,000 milligrams of Amla every day. 500 milligrams in the morning, 500 milligrams at night. And this increased the HDL levels by 14% in human clinical trials. And it reduced the triglycerides by 24% in the same clinical research study. Indian gooseberry. And I would also make sure that I got a very good dosage of omega-3 fatty acids. Now, the best omega-3 fatty acid I use is extracted from the head of the salmon. In the head of the salmon, there are all a variety of phospholipids. There are five primary phospholipids, the same five phospholipids that are in the human brain, but in a smaller quantity. But about 225 milligrams of these phospholipids, omega-3 fatty acids with peptides, protect the brain and increase the HDL. In an observational study on 24 women that had average to low HDL, took two servings a day of omega-3 fatty acids from the head of the salmon, not the body, not it's not an oil. Oils are rancid. Fish liver oils are fish oil. Fish omega-3 fatty acids, fish from the body, from the fillet, is primarily damaged by heat, damaged by hydraulic pressure, and rancid. And then they use deodorants to get rid of the bad smell and taste of the fish oil. The one I like to use is extracted with cold water and an enzyme to release the omega-3 from the brain with phospholipids and also peptides. And in some cases, the women that took the servings of the salmon after 12 weeks, their HDL, when they started off, was about 40 to 50 and got up to 90 in some cases. Think of how that tremendously increases and prevents heart disease and heart attacks. Prostate cancer. It's not something so scary. Yes, it's still a condition to be concerned about. But because prostate cancer, and when it's diagnosed, the tendency to is over-treat it. And by over-treating prostate cancer, reduces the quality of life, but not extending it. And the research now today on prostate cancer has shown that more men are undergoing treatment that reduces the quality of life, but ultimately does not extend the life. This is treatment. And for many of the men that are treated, would have outlived their cancer. Cancer of the prostate does not spread. It's contained in the prostate. And many men will die from another cause, maybe naturally or otherwise from another disease or an accident, and they still have prostate cancer. Almost 50% of the men who already have a life expectancy of 5 years or less and are then diagnosed with prostate cancer are receiving aggressive treatment, usually radiation therapy. Absolutely incredible, insane. I would say from the research I've seen that if you are diagnosed with prostate cancer and you're over 70, probably be very cautious of the treatment you will receive because the treatment is worse than living with the cancer. Now, this is something you should decide with your physician. I'm not a doctor. I am just bringing you the truth. Everything I share with you is documented. Everything I share with you is scientifically substantiated. Complications of radiation therapy, include bladder and bowel problems. And almost 50% of men will experience erectile dysfunction. No longer able to have sexual relationships. But the 5-year survival rate, listen, the 5-year survival rate of the intermittent cancer, prostate risk cancer is 99%, meaning after 5 years, there is almost no difference in survival between men with prostate cancer and men without it. 99%. Don't bury your head in the sand. Don't think you're going to die because you have prostate cancer. As I've just said, the 5-year survival rate of intermediate risk prostate cancer is 99%. That means after 5 years, there's almost no difference in survival rate between men with prostate cancer and men without it. Don't get scared because you have prostate cancer. Men with prostate cancer are at a real, real risk of being overtreated than undertreated. Find an alternative physician and try to work with a doctor that has sympathy for prostate cancer and know what the meaning really is all about. You will survive. So don't be overtreated just because you heard the word cancer. Yes, there's a lot of cancers that kill people. But prostate cancer is totally different. Because you've been diagnosed with prostate cancer, you're going to be a survival. You'll make it. Just don't put yourself in an overtreated condition with radiotherapy, radiation. Don't settle for surgery. Don't settle for hormone therapy. Live out your life with a quality of life. And then a ketogenic diet and the Mediterranean diet can help. Researchers tested plasma levels of nutrients linked to prostate cancer risk in men with and without prostate cancer. And the results were that men with the lowest plasma levels of lycopene, and selenium were at the highest risk of prostate cancer. And additionally, these men were most likely to experience adverse effects from prostate cancer treatment, especially radiation therapy. The Mediterranean diet features food high in these nutrients. Food sources of lycopene, tomatoes, grapes, peaches. And the food source for selenium, eggs, nuts, fish, and shellfish. Other nutrients that protect the prostate, vitamin D3, plus 750 milligrams of curcumin, grapeseed extract, pomegranate, and celebin daily. These are all nutrients, curcumin, grapeseed, pomegranate, vitamin D, and celebin. Celebin is taken from milk thistle. Curcumin blocks the spread of prostate cancer. Grapeseed blocks inflammatory compounds associated with prostate cancer. Pomegranate shown to kill prostate cancer cells and slow the spread of prostate cancer. Vitamin D3. A recent study found that men with low levels of vitamin D3 were 4 to 5 times more likely to have aggressive prostate cancer than men with normal levels of vitamin D. And the celebin, S-I-L-Y-B-I-N, celebin, from milk thistle. In cell studies, exposure to celebin and other compounds from milk thistle were associated with up to 85% reduction in prostate cancer cell death. that's better than any drug I've seen that is used for treating prostate cancer. There's ways to live better naturally, ways to live better naturally treating with alternative medicines than with drugs that cause more side effects, more damage. Maybe we'll finally see a change in the way that we look at our health in America today. And that, my friends, this hour has gone by way, way too fast. I have so much more I would like to share with you, but there will be many more weekends that I'll be here, same time, same station, same place. Just join me. And if you feel that this is helping you and you'd like to have more of this, tell your friends, tell your families, tell your relationship, tell everybody. Join Terry Naturally right here on Terry Talks Nutrition. And if you want to learn more, go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com. There you'll learn much more during the week, all kinds of good information, scientific studies, newsletters. Subscribe to my newsletter. It goes out every Friday. And you can listen to the radio shows that you have missed in the past. So with that, my friends, say a prayer for this crazy world. God bless you, and God bless this great country.